Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Olbinger. The Galveston area is already experiencing coastal flooding from Tropical Storm Alberto. This resident expected rising water, but not like this.
Had no idea it was going to come from below. You know, we thought the rain was going to come down on top, but we didn't know it was going to come up through the storm drain.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued disaster declarations for 51 counties. At least two deaths are confirmed in the two major wildfires that are burning in the Ruidoso, New Mexico area. The region is also under a flash flooding emergency due to pop-up thunderstorms. 70 million Americans, Kentucky to Maine, are under heat alerts. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has signed a bill which makes the state the first in the nation to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in all public classrooms. The markets were closed today for Juneteenth. They will be open as usual tomorrow. This is ABC News. Climate protesters have targeted an irreplaceable piece of ancient history, Stonehenge.
Two activists from the Just Stop Oil Group sprayed orange powder paint on the prehistoric monoliths while onlookers shouted no and ran to intervene. Several of the iconic stones dating back to the Neolithic period were splattered. Police arrived and arrested two individuals. The attack came just a day before the summer solstice is celebrated at the World Heritage Site. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
American chip maker Onsemi is planning a $2 billion multi-year investment in its production plant in the Czech Republic. The company, based in Scottsdale, Arizona, currently produces 10 million chips a day in Rosnov. Canadian airline WestJet starting to cancel some flights, affecting about 6,500 passengers because the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association says it could strike soon. Daria Olbinger, ABC News.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. DNA testing confirms an arm found on an Illinois beach belonged to Shardae Robinson. Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing and dismembering the 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student in April. Other remains were found at different places around southeast Wisconsin. A big explosion Wednesday morning rocked downtown Madison and Civic Media's John and Gordy show. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
John and Gordy were about to wrap up their show when
they do crank out the oil.
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
It shook nearby buildings, including Short Stack Eatery. Co-owner Sinead McHugh talked to our Gordy Young.
I totally thought it was thunder.
Two construction workers were hurt, but they're expected to be okay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead and held on to beat the Angels in Anaheim 6-3. Toby Myers good on the mound through seven scoreless innings. Christian Yelich with his 200th career home run. And how about Jackson Churio turning a double into a three-run inside the park Little League home run, top of the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Churio down the right field line, just over the bag and into the corner it goes. Frelick will score. Sanchez, he's going to score as that ball gets away from Adele. Churio thinking about home. The throw is late. Churio with a belly flop. He goes all the way around to score. Three-run runs are in.
Pat Murphy asked if he knew Chirio could run that fast.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's got that kind of speed. He's got that kind of talent.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers missing a chance to win a Stanley Cup at home. They lost to the Oilers 5-3. The series now moves to Edmonton, with the Panthers still up 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the low 70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs 75 to 80. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs low 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Days 12 and 13 of Biden's top 100 will be touching upon the residential tax credit, leasing for offshore wind energy, biofuels, and clean construction.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this rainy summer night. Muggy, rainy, crazy summer night. The rain is kind of nice, though, I will admit. Conrad, you like rain?
I do like it, especially when I have the windows open in my, like, you know, yes, apartment, just listening to it hit the ground. I
the
do
problem
like it.
Is, it's too doggone muggy. Yeah. You got to run your air conditioning. I hate, because I'm with you. I'd listen to the rain all night.
Yeah.
I got down here early. I still can't. I was going to take a walk, but it, at least in downtown Green Bay, it is still raining.
And, you know, today I just got my first energy bill from when it was hot, and I was like, all right, maybe I could turn off the AC just a little bit more.
I really have grown to hate air conditioning, but I just, I don't know, sometimes you need it, right? Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Today is Juneteenth. That's pretty cool. And we are going to talk about, we got a lot of stuff in the agenda tonight. It's Vanilla Milkshake Day. And our question tonight, where's our question? I can't find the question. I help with the question.
Well, favorite ice cream summer treat?
Yes. What is your favorite ice cream summer treat? And I will go first, and I will say the root beer float.
Okay.
I cannot get enough of the root beer float.
Yeah.
It's good for me. It keeps the weight off. I'm kidding, obviously. I love a root beer float. What about you, K-Man? What do you like?
It has to be a grasshopper.
Oh, nice.
They're so good.
You know what? You know what else I like? Ice cream drink is a Brandy Alexander. Have you ever had one of those?
I have not.
They're so good. And I ordered one at a hotel in Milwaukee, very old, famous hotel. And it was like out of a mix or like a Cisco bag or something. It was the worst Brandy Alexander I've ever had. And I was so bummed because I never order them. This hotel was like old school, and I thought, this is the place to get like a grasshopper or a Brandy Alexander. It was terrible, but I'm with you. Grasshoppers are great, too.
Yeah.
So it is summer. It's hot. Let us know what your favorite ice cream drink is during the summer at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As I mentioned, really fun show tonight. Our old friends, 7,000 Apart, will be here in studio live at 7:35, and they're going to perform for us. They're going to tell us about their tour in Sweden. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff and get caught up with them. They've been on the show a few times before and performed live in the studio. They're just fantastic. And we'll get caught up with John and Amelie. And then at 8:20, my old pal Mike Siegel joins us. Mike was here last week. We started a discussion about 80s movies and what our favorite 80s movies were. And I thought the discussion would go into TV and all kinds of other stuff, but we ran out of time, as is the case every once in a while with guests here on Nightlight. So Mike is back tonight. We'll talk 80s TV, best sitcoms of the 80s, best sitcoms of all time, best leading man, leading woman in a sitcom, ensemble, wacky neighbor. We're going to cover it all. And I might ask him his favorite Quentin Tarantino movie too, because Mike Schmidt, a mutual friend of ours, was here last night. Mike is the guy when it comes to Tarantino films. And that is somewhat topical because Quentin Tarantino is trying to get his 10th and final, supposedly, film lined up as a director anyway. So we will we'll delve into that with Mike Siegel at 8:20. Mike will be here. So fun guests, as always, people checking in on the stream. Hello, Sherry. Sherry says, hi, Pete and Conrad. She says, root beer float too. Sherry, yes, I am air fist bumping you. I'm air fist bumping, and then I'm exploding it and bringing my fingers to my ear, and that means call me. So it's bump, explode, call me. You got that, Conrad? We need an official handshake of Nightlight, I think. I think if there's one thing this show is lacking, it's an official handshake.
That only the stream can see, not on radio.
Only people on the stream can see. Let's encourage people on the stream. Conrad, how can they catch us on the stream?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook under Nightlight with Pete Schwab or WGBW. And our YouTube was Civic Media and under WGBW and on Twitter or X WGBW. So,
you know what's weird? I've got this and one Jordan shirt on because it was raining. I never dress like this on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's your bowler shirt?
It's a little
shirt?
Casual. I got my the bowler shirt. I was not going to subject myself to Mike Siegel's smart mouth this week. So I left the bowling shirt at home, but I do have another nice shirt. I like to wear a nice shirt when I'm on the radio because this is also television in a sense. But it was raining when I walked here from the parking garage. So I kept the shirt off. We did some other work and now I'm going ultra casual. I think tomorrow I do a tank top and clogs. That's my outfit for tomorrow night's show. Check that out on the stream.
And so, you know, some jorts with it.
Some what?
Some jorts.
Oh, jorts. Shorts and
jeans.
Jeans. Oh, that's just awful. Yeah, some jorts would be nice. I don't wear jorts enough. So we'll talk about all this stuff. We'll talk about ice cream drinks, and I'm going to put on a better shirt at the next break so you guys don't have to watch me. You probably think I have high tops on, too. Do I look like I'm trying to dress like a college kid or something?
I wasn't going to say anything when you walked in today.
You're pretty casual. I'm trying to dress like Conrad. So that's cool. I meant to read this the other day. We had a great discussion about Summerfest acts with Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Pamela Hike from here at Civic Media sent me a nice email. She says, caught most of your show last evening on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I didn't get a chance to text in, but wanted to pass along that I went to Summerfest as a kid and saw Bobby Sherman. That would have been a cool show to see. Guessing around 1970. Wow, that is going back 54 years ago. My cousin lived in Milwaukee, and her parents must have taken us there. Then in 1984, my boyfriend and I went to see Al Jarreau. Oh, I remember that album. We're in This Love Together. That's a great Al Jarreau album. She says, awesome concert. A year from that weekend, we were getting married. Would have been our 39th anniversary this year on June 29th. Sadly, Carl passed away in 2019. Very sorry to hear that, Pamela, but so cool that you have those memories and that you shared them. And I think I saw this email after the show, or I would have read it during the show because I would have treated it like a text. She says, great memories, though. We went to Summerfest a few other times over the years, but nothing spectacularly memorable. I think those are pretty cool memories, Pamela. Thank you for sharing that. That's a great, I love when people are part of the show, but also when other Civic Media employees are part of the show. And we have them on as guests periodically, but it's also fun to hear from them during the live broadcasts. We have Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite ice cream drink is a gold Cadillac. I'm intrigued.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Anna, if you don't mind, please elaborate. We could go to the Google, but you know, maybe you do it differently or something. I'd love to know what a gold Cadillac is. So if you don't mind explaining, I'd love to hear it. And then, boy, there's so much going on, too. This cracked me up. People are naming their kids after Disney characters. This is not new. It's been happening for, like, the last 35 years. Ariel is the number one name, not consistently over the last, like, 25 years, 30 years. But, yeah, I guess Little Mermaid came out in, like, 1991. So probably a solid 30 years now of Disney names, and Ariel is oftentimes near the top of the list. But other popular Disney names that people are giving their kids are Elsa, Flynn, Moana, Coda, Finnick from Zootopia, Maribel, and am I saying this right? I didn't see Brave. Merida? You see that show?
No.
Okay. So I guess, you know, we'll have to, maybe Friday night, we'll, our question will be, what name is a cool name from the movie?
I'll say this.
Yeah.
They're missing Goofy.
Yeah, well, maybe you could start that trend,
Conrad. Goofy Krieger. There we go.
Goofy Krieger. But you know, you got to keep with the alliteration. Maybe Koofy. Koofy Krieger. Yeah, Goofy's a bit much. But let's do that. Maybe Friday night, that'll be our question of the night. What movie character do you wish you had? If you had to, because these are kids' names, and it's great. Kids' names are fine. And it got me thinking, remember last weekend, leading into Father's Day weekend, we talked about Nick Cannon and his crazy kid names. And he's got, you know, Powerful Queen, Rise Messiah, Onyx Ice Cole, Zion Mixolydian. I don't even know if I'm saying any of these right. Legendary Love. I mean, that's fine when you live in Hollywood. But, you know, for those of us who went to school during a different time, or certainly people that went to public schools, you would not name your kid that. Or they're asking for a beating.
Do they have to, like, get, like, a bigger license, you think?
Yeah, how do you fit Zion Mixolydian on a driver's license? And I don't mind. I think it's kind of cool when people want to do something unique, but these kids are going to have to spell their name for everybody they meet in their life. Whether they meet people casually, whether they call customer service, that's a train wreck as it is. Calling customer service, I mean, I have to spell my name, Pete Schwabba. Schwabba, I have to spell that for everybody. I can't even imagine trying to spell Zion Mixolydian or Onyx Ice Cole. That sounds like a good summer drink. So anyway, but whatever. You know, Nick Cannon's got a lot of kids. He's got a lot of pictures with his kids. Seems like he hangs out with them a lot. I just don't get the names. I would probably rename myself Ariel if my name was Powerful Queen or Elsa. So there's that. We got Netflix houses to discuss. I want to play that clip too. We're going to talk 80s stuff with Mike Siegel in the second hour. Maybe we'll play that Roxanne clip. You guys remember the movie Roxanne? Great movie. But our question tonight, what is your favorite summer ice cream drink? Mine's a root beer float. Sherry's is a root beer float. Conrad said a grasshopper. So let us know what yours is. 855-752-4842. We've got more Nightlight. Yes, believe it or not. More Nightlight coming up next on Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
So, all right. We are getting to the bottom of this. Anna has texted us back from the 608 and says, a golden Cadillac is made with Galliano. I think I'm saying that right. Galliano vanilla ice cream and cream de cacao.
De cocoa?
Yeah, cream de cocoa. Cream de cacao. It's cacao, right?
I think so.
Abominable. That's a golden Cadillac. I don't know what any of those are. I know what vanilla ice cream is. And that's what started this whole thing. Today is National Vanilla Shake Day. I mean, what's it? I don't want to judge anybody, but vanilla shake? You got to add something to that, right?
Some will just put a cherry on top and then call it good.
I guess. Thank you, though, Anna. That's good. I will have to try that next time. I love the name, Golden Cadillac. That's pretty cool. And then my friend John just texted me. They just had a baby, and they named it Signe, S-I-G-N-E. And he says, and people thinking it's Sydney. That's almost an insult to the parent. If you name it Signe, S-I-G-N-E, it's a beautiful name. I think it's Swedish. The people say Sydney, they just think you're an idiot who didn't know how to spell their kid's name. That's very insulting. Thank you, John, for sharing that. And then he puts listening to the show. That's funny, too, because I would have thought he just randomly texted me this complaint that people are calling his daughter Sydney. And that would have been an incredible coincidence. Thanks for checking in, John. I cannot wait to meet Sydney soon. She will be coming to Wisconsin, and it'll be a lot of fun. All right, so what do we do here, Conrad? Because we got Stinson? let's do Stinson.
It was Neil Patrick Harris's birthday,
right? You love How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, it is my favorite show. I recently actually like it more than Friends now. It's my all-time favorite. Because the character development in that is just so crazy. When you get to the end, you really just appreciate what they did for the show.
Okay.
But this clip is one of my favorite moments when Barney is usually the guy that is making jokes all the time, you know.
And that's Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes. And this time his name was mistaken for Swarley at a coffee shop.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. I remember this. All right, fire this up. This is from How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, what if the heart doesn't mean anything? What if she writes it on all the cups?
Mine says Ted, no heart.
Mine says Swarley.
I think it's Swarley from Barney. It's not even a name. Who would ever be called Swarley? Oh, please don't start calling me Swarley. This would never happen at a bar.
Man, what's up with Swarley?
I know, you almost never see old Swarles get that upset.
Hey, dude, by the way, I really like that suit. Tell me about the fabric. Is it foreign or something?
Wow, it is foreign. I'm impressed, Ted. It's Moroccan, actually.
Oh, I got a call for Swarley? Is there Swarley here?
You weren't interested in my suit at all, were you?
Swarley!
Yeah, I know he's there. It's really important. Could you ask again?
Important call for Swarley.
Jeez, can't you hear him, Swarley? There's a call for you.
Stop calling me that.
You all done with that, Ted?
Yeah.
Ned. I told you to call him Ned.
That's just sad.
Sorry, Swarley. So, do just you and Ted live here, or does Swarley live here, too?
Nah, Swarley has his own place.
What's up, Swarles?
No, okay? No, no more. I will not let this become a thing. It's over. No more swarly. No swarls. No more swarley. No more swar. Wait for it. Lee. No more Bob Swarlymon. No more. No, it's over. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you.
Phone call for Swarles Barkley.
Oh. Hey, Ted. No, he's not here. Good one, though. Remember that one.
That's good. How far into the run of the show was that?
I believe that's the fourth season.
Okay. And it ran for like nine?
Yeah, nine seasons. Yep.
Wow, that's a great
and it's
run.
Back on Netflix now.
So let's talk about Netflix. They have this new thing called Netflix Houses that they're building. They're retail centers, entertainment complexes. They want to feed people. They want to give them an interactive Netflix experience with pop-up characters and food. And there's going to be two of them to start. One in a town called King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Like, wow.
Horrible That's, name.
What are they doing? You couldn't come up with Smithtown or something? So that's one of the houses, and the other one is in Dallas. Doesn't Netflix have enough money? They're already charging. Their prices are up to like $25 a month. I will say lately I've been watching more Netflix. So for a while there, I almost canceled it. I wasn't even watching anything on Netflix. And now Baby Reindeer is on there. I got to go back to that, even though it's so disturbing. I don't know. Would you go to one of these? I don't think I would. I don't need more. I guess consumerism is just out of control. Like you've got these. I already watch Netflix. I can't, unless the food is out of this world, I see no. I don't want to sit next to a pop-up Baby Reindeer character while I'm eating cheese curds. Just seems like excessive. Like a money grab. We got a caller, Conrad?
Yes, Cindy from Appleton wants to talk about her favorite summer drink.
Awesome. Put her through. How you doing, Cindy?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, I love a grasshopper, but I drink those year-round. So my summer drink of choice is a chocolate malt because there's something about the malt powder that makes a chocolate. And I mean, I don't like shakes. I got to have a malt powder. So I like the chocolate malt.
It does. It adds like that little something and I can't, well, it's malt, I know, but the taste it brings just puts it on a completely different level than just a regular chocolate shake.
Yep.
Where do you get it from? Where's your favorite place to get a chocolate malt from?
Tom's Drive-In.
Oh, where? And you're in Appleton. They have a Tom's is in Appleton then? Okay. Conrad, take a memo. We got to hit that place.
Sounds good.
Cindy, that's awesome. I hope you're having a great summer so far and I hope you check in again soon. Thanks so much.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a great night. So here's what I think we do. I think we road trip to Tom's.
Yep.
And then we hit a Netflix thing and we sit down to we order a couple of malteds and we hang out with the cast of Stranger Things. That sounds like a fun night. All right. So this is exciting, folks. 7,000 Apart is back stateside. And they are here to perform live for us tonight. We're going to catch up with Amelie and John. So much fun to have those guys in studio. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Daria Olbinger. The Galveston area is already experiencing coastal flooding from Tropical Storm Alberto. This resident expected rising water, but not like this.
Had no idea it was going to come from below.
You know, we thought the rain was going to come down on top, but we didn't know it was going to come up through the storm drain.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued disaster declarations for 51 counties. At least two deaths are confirmed in the two major wildfires that are burning in the Ruidoso, New Mexico area. The region is also under a flash flooding emergency due to pop-up thunderstorms. 70 million Americans, Kentucky to Maine, are under heat alerts. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has signed a bill which makes the state the first in the nation to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in all public classrooms. The markets were closed today for Juneteenth. They will be open as usual tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The embattled former chancellor at UW-La Crosse calls the charges against him bogus. Joe Gao is fighting to stay on as a tenured faculty member. He faced a disciplinary hearing Wednesday. Gao was demoted in December after he made pornographic videos and posted them online. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The embattled former chancellor at UW-La Crosse calls the charges against him bogus. Joe Gao is fighting to stay on as a tenured faculty member. He faced a disciplinary hearing Wednesday. Gao was demoted in December after he made pornographic videos and posted them online. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the low 70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs 75 to 80. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs low 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us at 11 o'clock. All things sports with J.R. Redcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And Now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Mike Siegel will be here at 8:20 talking about 80s sitcoms and the greatest sitcoms of all time, greatest sitcom actors, actresses. We'll have an in-depth conversation with Mike about the things that make us laugh. Right now, I'm very excited to announce my next guests. These guys have been out of the country for a while, and they were on Nightlight before they left. And you guys have been back a little while now, I guess.
Yeah.
About like a month.
Four weeks, I think, almost. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
7,000 Apart joins me in the studio. This is great to have you guys here. John and Amelie, and you have your...
Yeah, Jasmine is here.
Jasmine is here.
This is our bassist, so yeah.
So you've almost not doubled in size since you've been here, but close.
50% increase, yeah.
50% increase, yeah.
That's pretty good. How are you digging it, Jasmine?
I'm enjoying it so far. It's a lot to do, but I'm seeing so many places, meeting so many nice people. So I'm
is this your first time in Wisconsin?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Is it at all like Sweden?
No. Well, I mean, there are roads, you know, there are trees, so.
Oh, it's like night and day.
The temperature is a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
Here?
Just a tad.
It's been really muggy.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal. I'll take this over winter, but still. It's good to have you guys back. And so how was Sweden? Tell us what that was like
over
there.
It's been good, yeah, this spring. So we were there, like, so last time we were here, we were just here for, like, a December tour type thing. And then we went back to Sweden. And, yeah, we did a bunch of shows, started playing more. And that's how we met Jasmine, too, is we started doing more shows in Sweden, and we needed a new bassist. And we went to high school together. So after I was here as an exchange student, I had to go back and do my senior year again.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweden doesn't accept the American schooling system. And, yeah, that's how I met Jasmine. And then I knew that she was still playing, and because she has her own band as well. And we needed a new bassist, so I hit her up. And it turns out she's also half American, so she can come and work here, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so we're like... you want to come to the U.S. for 3 months and tour with us? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Oh, that's great. How are you half American?
My dad's from New York, so,
okay.
So I have that going for me.
So you're jaded already. So that's so great. So what do you got? Like, if you need a drummer, then you have to go back and comb the high schools again? How does that? You only recruit people that you've
Well, this was actually really easy because I just asked Jasmine, I'm like, do you know any good drummers? And she's like, well, my brother is the best drummer I know. So in Sweden, we play with her drummer as well.
Her brother is the drummer.
And then here we play with Carly, who's been with us for a few years now. And she's incredible, too. Yeah.
You know, that was one of my questions for you guys is I know you perform sometimes just the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How often do you have more accompaniment than just the two of you?
I would say it's about 50-50. I haven't really looked at the stats for this tour, but normally it's.
Normally it's about 50-50. Yeah.
And how is that? Do you like that better when you have more of an arrangement?
I think it's really fun, like having other people to play with as well.
So
and
fun.
So then
and it becomes a bigger sound.
Yeah.
And
you get new, it's a new experience because like we've done so many duo shows, so it's nice to play with other people as well. So we still
love playing just two of us because we can be a little bit more free. We can take more requests. We can like...
Get more input musically as well.
Playing with the band is still our favorite. Yeah.
How do you like playing with them, Jasmine?
Oh, it's been great. There's a lot of...
It's just horrible.
Yeah, what's she going to say, right?
She's like, please don't send me home.
I don't know.
No, I mean, there's so many surprises all the time, which keeps it interesting. And it's just fun. There's a lot of good energy on stage. There's just a lot of good material. So... I'm pleased so far.
It's fun to play new places, too, I would imagine.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's a completely different, like, music atmosphere here in general.
Is there?
Like, live music, actual, like, people actually come and listen to it, which is nice. We don't
just
have that at
music.
Home.
Really? Yeah. What's going on at home when you guys are
We playing? Just don't
like
have a
arm
lot
wrestling
of...
or what?
We don't have a lot of, like, casual music venues.
Okay.
So most of our venues in Sweden are, like, the big theaters or the big arenas, the clubs... There's not a lot of like restaurants and bars or like music series.
Yeah.
It comes alive a little bit more during summer, but it's still pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's not like Wisconsin at all.
Huh. Are the crowds different or is it just the venues that are different?
Very different.
Yeah. Sweets are a little bit more held back and polite. I would equate like Swedish audiences to like older Wisconsin audiences.
Okay.
They're very polite and they listen and you know, and they might come up to you after, but they're not.
But it's
gonna,
maybe
like,
just like polite for, you know. It's just different.
Yeah, different for sure. Yeah.
Well, as long as they're not heckling and throwing stuff,
I would imagine. No tomatoes yet.
No tomatoes, yeah.
I remember when I was touring and doing stand-up, I hated the audience members that, like, you'd do a joke, and they would just go, like, nod and smile.
Just nodding
don't
your head.
Don't nod and smile. Even if it's a fake laugh, give me something.
I know. And it's funny because you don't know, like, you can... Because, I mean, being on stage, and especially during, like, summer, you see all the faces.
Yeah.
Because you don't have, like, blinding lights in your face. So you see every single person. And you'll find someone who's... They just look so bored. And you try, like, all you can to just make them smile or right. get them into it or sing along. And then sometimes those are the people that come out after and be like, thank you so much.
This is the best
that.
Time
and,
I've ever had.
Yeah. Exactly. You're
really?
Like,
oh, my God.
Like
that's so funny you say that, because I was out with friends one night after a show, and the club manager had his buddy in town. And we were hanging out for like an hour, had a couple beers, listened to some music, just talking. And he goes like, this is the most fun I've ever had. And honest to God, I wanted to give the guy a hug. I'm like, what in the hell has your life been like? This is like the dullest night I've ever had.
Oh, my goodness. Like,
it's terrible. But, who knows? You got to perform anyway, though, because even if you know, if there's five people in the crowd.
We always give
100%. You give everything
you can,
they
paid to see you. Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you get inspired more when you travel to write stuff, music, lyrics?
I do coming back here too, because I just get like that energy of like you get immediate reaction. Like it's different if you put out recorded music because you might get like a comment or something.
Okay.
But if you play a new song live and like do it night after night and it's a new song, you get like immediate reaction from people like this sucks or this is good.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
So it's kind of fun. And then that inspires me a lot to write more.
Yeah.
Too, I think.
I'm a little bit more like when I'm in tour mode, I'm in tour mode. So either I'm on stage, or I'm going to a show, or I'm prepping for a show, or I am in bed. That's like, it's either or. It's like very...
You're not writing or... Okay. What setting makes you want to write? Like, I know some writers have that. I'm more inspired in Wisconsin or LA or wherever.
I think right now I'm really inspired. I have a whole story. I don't know if we can go
into it
on yet.
Lay it on me, stretch.
Okay. So... we just kind of inherited, like pre-inherited, my grandpa's old house from the 1600s.
In Sweden?
In Sweden.
Oh my gosh.
In the middle of Sweden, in the place
it's
called
Dalarna. It's like older than the U.S.
It's
like
literally
crazy.
Older than the
yeah.
U.S.
Yeah.
And so far, like, that's really inspiring to me. We just wrote a song when we were there this last time, and it just came so, like, easy and naturally, and it was, So I think that's definitely one of it, like, one of those places that I'm like, I can chill out.
Yeah.
I can actually like, yeah.
There's no internet. It's just like just writing music. Yeah.
500-year-old house. Is it a fixer?
No, like... my grandpa took very, very good care of it. There's definitely like things that need to be done and things that could be done. Like we have so many like plans and dreams for this house, but it's livable, which is
that's
great.
That's so cool.
It has a bathroom. It has electricity. Like we're good.
That is great. Do you guys want to do a song and then we can talk some more after?
Let's do it. Do you want to? Which one
stand
do you want
together?
To do?
We got about,
let's just stand together.
We got about five and a half minutes. Is that cool, or should we do it when we come back? Okay, cool. All right, this is 7,000 Apart in studio on Nightlight.
Been running for some time. I never want to stop because I lose my mind. Been praying for the end. I'm tired of living this way, always feeling half dead. So come and stay with me, won't you come and stay the night? Come, stay with me, won't you stay with me? Let's stand together cause the sky is falling. The sky is falling tonight. Let's stand together. Loneliness is calling. Loneliness is calling. And I don't wanna watch my world go up in flames. Don't wanna watch my whole life change. Let's stand together cause the sky is falling. The sky.
self-care kit. Everyone keeps telling me, open up your eyes and see, you can be the remedy, the remedy.
Very nice. That's great.
Thank
What's
you
that
so
song
much.
Called?
Let's Stand Together. It's from okay. it's from our latest album, Failure Feelings.
Nice. Where can people hear that if they
want to? Wherever they want. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon.
Very wherever. Nice. Where did the inspiration come from for that?
Oh, that's like a story for another day, I think. But generally, it's about taking care of each other, and it's about asking for help.
Nice.
Our whole album, Feel Your Feelings, was about mental health in one way or another. And this song was about daring to ask to take care of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's just
so,
getting help.
So yeah. That we, on our hardest days, we think we have to go through those hardest days alone,
mm-hmm.
when we actually all have people who love us. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, you guys, like, I've talked to other, there was a mental health film festival recently in Wisconsin. And I think, like, the creative arts or artistry is such a natural way of therapy.
Yes.
In dealing with mental health. Mm-hmm. But who would have thought, and I'm sure a lot of artists deal with that, but that you could pull inspiration from mental health and write beautiful music.
Oh,
that's so 100%. Cool.
I mean, that's how so many, like, how we and so many of our friends and artists we look up to, that's how they put, you know, their feelings into words and into music. And it is such a,
how you,
like,
process the world,
yeah, exactly,
in general. Yeah,
exactly. And it's such a healing way of dealing with those feelings. It's through music or through art.
Because everybody, I mean, there are different levels of it, obviously, but everyone has some level of mental health they need to tend to.
Absolutely.
You have this on your summer tour brochure with the tiny microscopic font. but it's nice that you have Amelie and John's best... took my glasses.
Best mental health tips.
Best mental health. And this is so cool. I think.
Thank you.
I haven't seen that before.
Yeah.
So,
that's so awesome. We actually, what we did was we partnered with Center for Suicide Awareness.
Okay.
An organization based in Kenosha. And we met them last year and they were like, we have to work together. And we were like, we'd love that. We wanted to
find a partner to work with. Yeah.
And so, yeah, we did that last year and we've been doing some really good work with them.
7,000 Apart is in studio here at Nightlight. We'll have more with them coming up next. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ+ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
A 1, 2! It was a teenage wedding and a hostess wished them well. You can see that Pierre truly loves.
I rarely have guests that break into dance in the studio, but... That's why I love having you guys on the show. It was a great song. So Okay, so you got a Summerfest date coming up. That's pretty cool. And you said this is the first time you're there officially. What does that mean?
Yes.
You don't have to sneak in and break into songs.
Yeah, we broke in, played randomly on some stages. On the street.
No, so what Summerfest has, which is fantastic, is that they have a bunch of...
unofficial stages.
Unofficial, well, locally run stages. Yeah. So the Whammies have one, and then there's like a couple one. The Tiki Hut, the Whammy stage... The ground floor. Yeah, so there's a bunch of those. But those aren't featured on the official Summerfest website. And they're booked like internally through those organizations that do those things.
Right.
While for Summerfest, you have to like if you want to be on one of the official stages.
Okay.
You have to like be in contact with an official
directly
Summerfest.
Through Summerfest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've done like the Whammy stage twice.
Were you at the Whammies last month?
We wanted so badly to go, but because of Taylor Swift, we couldn't.
What?
Yes, we wanted
to fly. It's all Taylor's fault.
Oh, man.
So we're calling her out right now.
She's going to hear about this the next time she's on the show.
So because we wanted to fly in on that Sunday so we could go directly from the airport to the Whammies.
Yeah.
But tickets were like four times more expensive because Taylor was in town.
Gosh.
That weekend, so yeah, tickets were just too expensive, so we had to go that Tuesday instead. Yeah,
well, at least she wasn't at the Whammies because that wouldn't be fair.
No, she would take home a lot of those things. We won Best New Pop Song, and I think that would have gone to her probably.
You won Best New Pop Song
at the
Whammies?
Yeah,
that's congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's the song?
Runaway.
Runaway.
Will you do that later when we do another one?
Yeah.
We can do it later, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you? That sounds familiar.
I think we played it last time.
I think you liked that one.
I like that song.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
You
remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations on officially being part of Summerfest. I mean, if you grew up in Wisconsin, that's like the premier music.
It's really cool.
Yeah. When that was happening, like we were freaking out. We were so excited, and because it's such a big step for us, so we're very excited.
What is that like? Do you prefer? I mean, I don't think anything. I'm guessing, but could compete with an intimate, cozy sort of cool club.
Yeah,
it's got to be a different vibe outdoor. So, what does that do to you as a performer? Does that bring more out of you, or does it take some of the fun away, or do you love it?
I love the variety.
You like it. I think Amelie especially likes energy, though, too. Like, so it just depends on the energy of the audience, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes a small audience, like,
can
maybe
have, like, the energy of thousands of people.
And sometimes a big audience, like, every once in a while, a big audience has the energy of a big audience.
Yeah.
Right.
And when that happens, that's, like, just crazy. That happened at a Mile of Music.
Mm.
Okay. We played for around 1,200 people, and they were all there.
Yeah.
And, like, so much energy, and that was insane. But then... you can play for five people and they have the same energy as
isn't that
thousand people, you know?
Yeah. I had a performer on probably 2 months ago, Conrad. He said he was playing at some club, I think in Indianapolis, and there were five people there.
Mm. Yeah.
And he said, all right, I'm going to go out. And he went out and he crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy books like 100 clubs. He goes, I love you. And he got all this work. So you really honestly never know.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, that's why you always have to give like 100%.
Yeah. That's so cool. Let me ask you something. Where is the most interesting place you've ever gotten inspired to write a song? Or
the shower count?
That's not a very interesting place. Goodness, I thought you were going to say
desperately
like
jumping out of the shower to record something.
Yeah, that's
like, because you think of it while you're in the shower?
Oh, man. Desperately trying to record it on your phone.
I'm a great shower singer. I crush it in the shower.
It's really good acoustics. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a tricky question.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought you were going to say where's the most interesting place you've like played, and I had a list.
Well, let's do that.
No.
We can do that. I mean, we got invited to play for people at their castle.
Yeah. In
Whoa.
Sweden.
They owned a castle.
Yep. Oh, nice.
And they're like, "Yeah, you will be staying in the West Wing." And we're like, "What do you mean West Wing?" And then they're like, "Yeah, this entire side of the house is like, yeah."
With the castle,
it was
yeah.
for like 10 people.
Yeah, and they have like had like furniture from before the French Revolution and stuff there.
From from the royal French family before they
were beds and stuff, or
I don't know about that.
It
but
was
this
insane.
Was like some kind. I think they have normal beds. So that was where we played for like a dinner of like 8 people.
Okay.
So that was fun. We've also played in grocery stores. I don't know if we talked about this last
time.
No,
we did not.
Yeah, because apparently in Wisconsin, you have bars in grocery stores, which means that you have live music in bars.
Yeah.
In Indian grocery stores.
It's a vibe.
You know, as a shopper, mm-hmm. I do frequent grocery stores. Mm-hmm. That's where I get most of my food.
Yeah.
Most of it. Yeah.
Most of it.
You know.
They're so depressing because the songs that they play are songs that, like, when I was in high school, people lost their minds.
Yeah.
Like during a dance, and they would rush out, and it's like Michael Jackson or Cyndi Lauper or whatever. Now you hear it, and it's just a bunch of schlubs moving their cart, you know, buying the cereal.
I can see how that, like, changes.
It's like,
yeah.
How does life go from that to that? And it's just, I don't know. Sorry. Yeah. I'm just venting.
No, it's not good.
All right. Okay. So you're at Summerfest. Where else can people see you? Aside from Summerfest, you got the pamphlet here.
We're at Mile of Music again this year.
We're going to be pretty much all over on our website, 7000apart.com/tour. We have all of our dates. And then on our Facebook, you can find all the events as well.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a lot in Green Bay this year, which I'm really excited about. It's really fun.
Yeah. But definitely all over.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit more about that. You said it's harder in Sweden to get, like, a following. But here, there must be a healthy music scene here, right? I mean, if people...
It's a very healthy live music scene.
Okay.
That's what Wisconsin has that Sweden doesn't. And then Sweden has a really good recorded music scene. Since Spotify is based in Stockholm,
there's
a
really?
Lot of success for Swedish artists on Spotify, for instance.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So, and you guys do your own stuff, which I think is more challenging too. Like, you have to keep it fresh. And do you have people that come out now and they know you well enough? Like, if you play down the street here at Hagermeister in Green Bay, do people come out and say they want to hear certain songs?
Absolutely. Yeah. We get requests almost every show.
Sometimes it's a throwback to a song we haven't played in multiple years. Yeah. And you're just like,
play this song from your first album, or play this song that you haven't even put out. And that's always a fun time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want you guys to sing. So if you would do Runaway when we come back, that would be great. But first, before we go to a quick break here, I have to ask you, what's your favorite summertime ice cream drink? Jasmine, let's start with you. You've been kind of quiet over there.
Ice cream drink. What is an ice cream drink?
All right. Next.
Strawberry milkshake. Absolutely.
Oh, strawberry milkshake.
With fresh strawberries. It has to be with fresh strawberries.
Love it.
I'd say like cookie dough, like concrete mixer is
very nice.
Like ice cream. Yeah.
Now you get it.
Vanilla.
It's National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Oh, really?
Honest to God, yeah. All right. Okay, we have more with 7,000 Apart coming up next. Mike Siegel's here at 8:20. Oh, they're going to play another song. 7,000 Apart is here. They're at Summerfest this year, and they're hanging out at Nightlights. Pete Schwabba, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we come back from Juneteenth to Baraboo and back in the studio to discuss news, headlines, and so much more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.